Omar Rabbi Yosef Bar Chanina Hamoitzi Shem Ra'ala Yisayma. The case again where the husband got married and the night of the chuppah, he tainted that she's a Pesach B'suach. She's Moitzi Shemra that she had znus with a man before this while she was married B'shas in the Erisin. Like we said, the Gemara's town used to make Erisin and then make the Nesuyin a year later, 12 months later. So the husband's Moitzi Shemra to say that my wife lived with another man this last year when she was in Arusa. And she's the Yisayma, she doesn't have a father. So Lacha is Potter. In such a case, if you might say Shemra, the husband is Potter. The case where the husband is found lying, it's not true what he said. So usually you have to get Malkus and you have to pay Knas. Here, she's the Yisayma, he's Potter. The husband is Potter. Why? Shenem, the Pasuk says, V'nosnu la'avi anara, that the husband has to pay the Meir Kesev to the Avi anara. So Prat Lazu, Shein Lav, here that she doesn't have a father, you're Potter. There's no chiyuv to pay the knas. The knas is only if she has a father. This is Rabbi Yosef's chiddush. Moser Rabbi Yosef bar Avin v'itaymer Rabbi Yosef bar Zvid. The pasuk says by mafuta v'imoyin yimoyin avio. In a case where a man is mafata, talks a girl into living with him, so we say you have to pay the father chamishim kesed the knas. So it says, if the father doesn't want you to marry her, he has a right to stop. Even though like this, you're supposed to marry her. But if the father doesn't want her, she doesn't want, they could stop it. So we dash in the double ocean is, l'rabbis yisayma l'kenas. A teacher thought yisayma does get kenas. Divir Rabbi Yisayag Lili. So you see what? That even though she doesn't have a father, and the Torah says also in these pashas, v'nosan l'avi anara, still we say, even though she's the Yisayma, she doesn't have a father, still she gets the Knas. The Knas goes to herself. So you see, even though the apostle is given to the father, if there's no father, she gets it. So Mar says, who maisavlo, he asked the question, vumafarakli, he answers it. That this apostle, Yimoyim, we're talking about, where the man was mafata the girl. And at the time when he was mafata, talked to Rinta, had this nus with her, she had a father. Just later, the father died before they went to Amodibidin, before they went to Bezdin. So since at the time when they went to Bezdin, there's no father, the money goes to her. But if at the time when the man was mafata, the girl, she didn't have a father, she was the Yisayma at that time, and Echnami, there'd be a ptur, you wouldn't have to pay the kenas. Because the Torah says, V'nosan le'avi hanara, only if there's a father. If there's no father, you don't have to pay the kenas. Rava says no. In a case where a man is moitzi shemra on the yisayma, still he has to pay the kenas. Rashi says a moitzi shemra on yisayma. Rava holds in a case where the husband was moitzi shemra on his wife, even though she's the yisayma, still he has to pay the kenas. Mimai, how do you know that? His midatoni ami, from what Ami taught us. That what he said like this, Besulas Yisrael v'loy Besulas Gerim. That it is such a locha, Moitzi Shemra, is only by a Besula of Yisrael v'loy Besulas Gerim. Not in the case where the girl was Mizgai, became a Jew. So Rashi says, HaMoitzi Shemra Besulas Yisrael v'loy Besulas Gerim. For a Besulas Gerim Yisraimihi. A Besulas Gerim is like a Yisraimi, she doesn't have a father. If the girl is Mizgayer, so she doesn't have a father. The Rachmona Afkere Lazara de Mitzri. Like by Goyim, they have no yichus to their children. Especially when she's Mizgayer. Because we say Kishol Chamor, it's called like a donkey. The Siv, Zirma, Susim, Zimosim. Voloshen, Shichva, Zera, Zorim, Kizera, Mai, Mitzvah, Kronamute. Yeah. So you need a posik to teach us now. We have a posik here that he said we have a posik that by a Besulus of a Gerim, there's no Pasha of Moshe Shemra. Now it's like this. Iyamrit bishleima ki hagavna bi Yisrael mechayiv. If you want to tell me if it's a Jewish girl, she was born Jewish, but now she doesn't have a father anymore, that you do have to pay for Moitzi Shemra, there is a pasha of Moitzi Shemra. Hainu the Yisrael kro lamuta gerim. Therefore, it's good. I would have thought that if this girl is Mizgayer and now her husband is Moitzi Shemra, maybe she should also get kenas. Aye, she doesn't have a father. She's like Yisayma, but so what? A regular Bas Yisrael, if she's a Yisayma, she does get Kenas. So I would have thought to her then, a Bas Gerim should also get Kenas. It's good. But Eliyam, but if you want to tell me, like Rabbi Yosef wanted to say, that be Yisrael kagav napotor, that even a regular Jewish girl that was born Jewish, if she doesn't have a father anymore, and now her husband is Moitzi Shemron, and now the husband, by the night of the chuppah, complains to Beis Din the next day, saying he didn't find Sulim, his wife lived with another man before this, that you want to say a potter, see if so, hashter be Yisrael potter, begerim me boy. Like, for what purpose do I need a pasuk to tell me that by a ger there's no pasha Moitzi Shemra? If by Yisrael that doesn't have a father, there's no pasha Moitzi Shemra. Pshita, if she's a ger, avada, she doesn't have a father, so avada, there shouldn't be a pasha Moitzi Shemra. So since Ami dashes a pasuk to say, he says, Besulas Yisrael, v'loi Besulas Gerim, it's mashma only a ger doesn't have the pasha Moitzi Shemra. But if it's a regular Bas Yisrael, even though a father died already, still there's a pasha Moitzi Shemra. Omer Rashlaka says, Ha Moitzi Shemra la Ketana Potter. If a man marries his wife when she's a Ketana, and he's Moitzi Shemra then, he's Potter from Knas. Shenema, the Pasuk says, V'nosnu lavi anara. It says, Nara mole dibra kosev. Here the Torah writes the word Hanara with the hay. Anara mole. To teach us the pasha of Moitzi Shemra is only if the wife is a Nara and not a Ketana. Maskev lo Rav Acha bar Abba. Taima, what's your reasoning? This siv bo Hanara. What are you telling me? Why is the pasha of Moitzi Shemra only by a Nara? Because the Torah writes the Nara with a hay, a complete Nara. Ho lav hochi. Mashma, the Torah would have wrote like sometimes nun ayin resh, that's all. Even though we read it nara, but if the ksiv would have been nar, hava min, I would have thought afilu ktana, that even when the man marries a ktana, also there's a pasha of Moitzi Shemra. If the husband is Moitzi Shemra, tells Beis Din his wife, live with another man, and then we came out that the husband is lying, that the husband has to tell you, meya kesef. So if you want to tell me what, afilu ktana, no, that can't be. Ho ksiv, the pasuk says, if it's true what the husband says, that she did live with a man before this, when she was married already, so the pasuk says, you have to take this girl out now to her father's house, to the door of his father's house, of her father's house, and we give a skilu, we kill her. Now, who is this pasha talking about? For the Gemara, Ketana, Lav Vasanchini. This Pasha can't be talking about when she's a Ketana. Because if she's a Ketana, we don't kill her. We don't give her an Einish. Say, Elamai Pshita, this whole Pasha of Moitzi Shemra is talking about where she's a Gedola, where she's a Nara. So why do you need this Rosh of Nara with the hay to tell me it's only by Nara, not by Ketana? Elo, the Pshat is like this. Ka Nara. Enoch Nami, Avada, this Pasha is only talking about Nara. So then the question is, why did the Torah have to write the extra hay here? The Torah just should have written Nar. How come it writes the Ksiv is also with the hay? It comes to teach us like this. That ho komokam shenema Nar afilu ktana b'mashma. Other places in the Torah, when the Torah writes the Ksiv, just nun ayin resh, even though we read it Narum, it means to teach us that a ktana is also included. That's what here in the Pasuk, in the Pasuk of Moitzi Shemra. For sure, it's only talking about a Nara Gedola, because it says she's a Baskila. And the Torah has to go to write the word Nara with the hay. It comes to teach us that any other place would write to without the hay, it means even a Nar, even a Ketana is also a Mashma. Tony Shela, she learns like this. Shola Shmides Benara. There are three different halachas here by a Nara, about how we give a Skila. By a Nara that deserves to be killed. Bola Eidem Bebeis Chamiya. Let's say we have Edim when she's by a Beis Chui, Mia means after Nesuyim. If Erisin is, she stays by her father's house. Then when they go to the Chuppah, then she goes to her husband's house, that's called Beis Chamiya. So if Edim come to Beis Din after she had Nesuyim, she has Zinsa Beis Aviya, and the Edim say that she had Znus with another man, Beshas Erisin. So what do? The Din is Soiklin Oysa Pesach Beis Aviya. That's when the terrorist says, we have to give a skila. That's called the Nara Hamarosa. That a Nara Hamarosa is a chiddush to say that she gets skila. And also we have the din of Pesach Beis Aviya. Rashi says, Soikla Noisa a Pesach Beis Aviya. Doch iksiv for hoitziyo es hanara el Pesach Beis Aviya. Fahai, what is the pasuk talking about? Bebol Eidim Bebeis Chamiya. That the Eidim come after she had Nisuyin, after she went to her husband's house, ksiv.
Meforish Bekro, the Ekra Veleho, Alma Kitchenistis. Stolen by Yasu Nisuyin. Yeah. So again, when the Torah says, Beso Viho, that's what we're talking about. Where the Edim came and said she had Znus, Beshas Anara Hamarosa. Here the Torah says, you have to kill her, Skila, El Pesach Beso Viho, Kloima. What does it mean? Why do we take her to her father's house? That we say, Rua, Gidulim, Shegidaltim. That the father should come and see, Rashi Kloima. Like we blame it on the father didn't raise his daughter the right way. If his daughter went and had Znus Perotzen when she was married to one man already, so he blame it on the father. So he wanted everybody to know from this house came out such a Nevola. What about the Bola Edim Bebeis Avia? Let's say she's only a Nara Amarosa, she's married, she didn't have Chuppah yet. And now Edim come and tell Bezdin that we know she just has Znus with another man. In this case, we take a give a skila, still called Nara Hamarosa, but you don't have to kill her by the Pesach Beis Avia. Here you take her out to Shariyah, to the gate of the city. The Rashi says, it says in the Pasuk also, Kiyya Nara Besula Marosa, V'yotseisim Eshneyim El Shariyah, hey. So there is a parasha like that, we take her out to Shariyah. That's where it happened before Nisuyin. What about Sircha? Let's say Stam, a girl had Znus. Olev Saif, not Znus, it is Nara Amarosa. This Nara had Znus Sircha. She had Znus when she was a Nara Amarosa. Olev Saif Bogra. And then she became a Begeris. Is Alocha Tidun Bechenik. Now she doesn't get Skiller anymore. Since Bezdin first passed to the Shiloh now when she's already a Begeris. Because Allah is, if she would have had this Nus now, when she's a Begeris, there's no Mapasha Skila. The Chiddush is Nara Hamarasa. She has to be a Nara and a Marasa. But if she comes a Begeris, then she gets Chenik. So that's the Chiddush of the Rosa. Even though she did the Aveira when she was a Nara, but since Bezdin first Paskins the Shailam, when she's a Begeris, that she only gets Chenik, she does not get Skila anymore. The Gemara says, "Lameimu, you want to tell me the cholhecha the shtani gufa shtani kotlo that since her body changed, she changed from a nara to a begeris that her misa changes also. She doesn't get skidur anymore, but instead she gets chenik. Or a minu, I have a kasha on this nara hamarosa. If you have a regular nara, she's only 12 years old. That she's married, she has only kedushin. She's insa that she has nus with another man. So the dinya she's supposed to get skila." Now, if the husband first waited until she's a begeris to 12 and a half, and then he's mitzvah shemra on her, is ain't like her. The husband does not get malchus anymore, because not called he's being mitzvah shemra on a nara. V'ain't a nice mayasela. It doesn't have to pay either the knas of 100. The knas of 100 sells only to a nara. He was in a meho, but she and her edim zaymimim. Magdim lebeisa skila, so clearly they both get skila here. So that's a kasha. Here it says clearly she was a nara amarosa, but now she became a begeris. Still, we see she gets skila. So first the gemara, that's a stira. He v'sev a male sagadaitach. They both can't get skila. One or the other. Either she gets skila and the edim are true, or else edim zaymimin gets skila and she doesn't get skila. Like edim zaymimin means we came out the edim were false that said that she did the avera. So the gemara says elu. What it means says like this. Either the Edom are telling the truth that she really did this Nus, so she did get Skila. Or else if you have Edom Zimmerman, that another two pair of Edom come and tell us the first Edom are liars, they were with us someplace else, so then in this case she does not get Skila, but the first Edom get the Skila. It says clearly here, Magdim Lebeisa Skila. You see clearly, even though she's a Begeris, still she gets Skila. Not like we just said before. Before we just said when she's Nishtana Gufa, she doesn't get skiller anymore. So my Rava says, Maitzi Shemra Kamrit, you want to bring me a proof in the Pasha of Maitzi Shemra? I tell you, Maitzi Shemra Shani. It's a different Chiddush of Maitzi Shemra. Now, it's our case before is a regular Nara Marasa. Not that the husband was Maitzi Shemra, but Stam and Nara had Kedushin, and two Edim came to Bezin to say that she was Mazana. And Bezdin first paskin the Shiloh after she's a Begeris. So then we say she only gets Chenig and not Skila. Here the case is that she was a Nara, and true, when she's a Bageris, the husband makes Nisuyim with her, and now the husband is Maisi Shemra on her. And the husband says she had Znus before when she was Narusa. Here the Torah says she still gets Kila. Maisi Shemra is different. The Chidishu. To Nichnasa Lechupa, Fula Nivula Bialma, Vizinsa Bechenik. Usually the Lacha is once an Isha had Chupa ready, she has like a Nisuyu on her, and now she has Nus with another man, she only gets Chenik. No pasha of skila is only by Nara Hamurasa, when she only has Erisin. But once she has chupa, once she has nesuyin, she doesn't get skila anymore. Then the din is only chenik. Now, v'ilu moitzi shemra, when does Bezdin pass in the shalom moitzi shemra? First, the husband makes nesuyin with her. The husband lives with his wife, makes chupa, lives with her, and then the husband comes to complain to Bezdin to say, I found she's a moitzi shemra, that she has nus with somebody else. And so she gets skila. So you see, in the Pasha, Maitre Shem is different. Even though at the time of the Pesach Bezdin, she's already in the Suya, here there's a Chiddush we give a Skila, because we go Bosa B'Shas that Avera was done. So here then she came up by Geras, but by Maitre Shem we go Bosa when the Avera was done. So Avera was done when she was a Nara Hamarosa, therefore she gets Skila. Oh, Malay Rafuna Bred Rav Yishula Rava, Dilma maybe no. Ki Chodesh Rachmana, when did the Torah say the Chiddush? Heichad Leishtani Gufa. Maybe the Torah only said the Chiddush of Moshe Shemra, where her body didn't change it. By Geris, when a girl becomes 12 and a half years old, she comes to a Geris, the Pshat is, her body changes, she becomes more matured. That's like a different body. So maybe even Moshe Shemra, if the husband is Moshe Shemra, and after she came to a Geris, maybe she doesn't get Skila. When did the Torah say the Chiddush? Only she had Nesuyin. Even though usually when an Isha has Nesuyin, she doesn't get Skila, or Maitzi Shemref, the husband makes Nesuyin with her, and then he complains that she had Bia, she lived with a man before this, maybe then there's Skila. Aval Heicha Dishtani Gufa, but maybe if she came a Bageris, Lechadish Rachmana, even in the Pasha of Maitzi Shemra, maybe there would be no Skila. But Maitzi Shemra is only if the husband married her and had Nesuyin when she's still a Nara. So he had Nesuyin, so true. Usually a Nesuyin doesn't get Skila. Here the Chiddush is, she gets Skila. But maybe if she's a Begeris, that's the biggest Svara, Shtani Gufa, body changed, maybe then you don't say the Svara. So Mosenech Nami, Elo Omer Rav Nachman Rav Yitzchok, Ishtani Vlo Ishtani Tanoihi. This Svara, if you want to say the fact her body changes, that she became into a Begeris, that her dinim changed, is a Machlokes Tanoim, and Echnaim is a Machlokes Tanoim. The Tanoim learned like this, Chota, the Kayin did an Avera. Ashley Nismana, Venismana, before he was appointed, and then he became appointed. So Ashley learns it means either Nosi or Meshuach. You became appointed now to be a Nosi, or else you became the Kayin Meshuach. Is a Rehen Kedjaitis, they have the regular korban to bring, like what they were, like a Hedjit. No, it depends. If they know they did the Avera before they became the Nosi, then Chayovim, they have to bring the old Korban. If they first realize it, after they were Nisman, after they're appointed, is Peturim the Potter.
He's like a Potter for bringing the Korban. Why? Because his body changed, like he became a Kohen Gadol now. So at the Matzib is in right now, he doesn't have to bring a Korban for the Avera he did before. So you see, it's a machloek, you see, v'shtani gufa means something or not. So Mora says, no, I'll tell you. Ey, ma d'shimin l'l rabbi shimin, t'i yozol af bosi yediyo. Ah, but the yozol bosi yediyo, v'lo yozol bosa chato, mishamet lo. Rash kloima, lekel aman yom ochi shtani korbin mishum shini de gufa. Nobody says he has a new korbin because his guf changed. Midlo mechaylo v'shim lo noidl hemish nesmanu l'su yikad ashto. Nobody says, let's say after he became a Kohen Gadol. Now he realizes he did a chet, that he has to bring the korban the way he is right now as a Kohen Gadol. That nobody says. The only shalu is he potter from his old korban. El abtun lagamri komar. For time of the day, mishum deboy yediyah v'chato v'chad guf. It's different machlokes. That you have to do the chet and the yediyah has to be at the same time. Because Im Kenigmar says, laisi korban ki dahashto. Why doesn't he bring korban the way he is right now? So Master Kitzah, that's not the machlokes of Ishtani Gufa, not Ishtani Gufa. Kitzah, it's a different machlokes over here. All right, we'll stop here.
All right, we'll go over this last Gemara again the next tape. All right, we'll stop here.